If you believe God for a miracle and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
In Luke chapter 10, verse 17, it says, and the 70, not the 12, the 70. Remember, he sends out 12. The work grows to the point where the 12 can't handle it alone. So he sends out 70, but the 70 aren't called apostles. They're just 70. And so the 70 return with joy, and they said, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. And he said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power. Now, this word power is the word exousia, and exousia means authority. Authority is positional. That means that there's a certain amount of authority that goes with the office of pastor. There's authority that goes with that office. You with me? Now, even if the authority is not used, it's still there. As we get closer to November, when this country has to elect a new president, there is authority that goes with the office of president. It will not matter who wins that election. They will step into that authority of that office. Could be Mr. Trump, could be Ms. Clinton. One of the two are going to step into that authority. You're with me? So Jesus says, I give you positional authority. He says, you have authority by position. The moment you become a Christian, you have authority. If Mr. Trump wins, if Senator Clinton wins, they will walk into the authority. And the authority of the office, the authority of the office gives them Secret Service protection for the rest of their lives, to their children until they're 21. They have a staff and people at their beck and call. They get to ride in Air Force One. They get to go to Camp David. All of these things are connected to the authority of the office, the exousia. Your exousia is that you are able to praise God. You are able to pray. You are able to go into the presence of God. These are all parts of your authority as a believer. That's it. But notice what he says. I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions over all of the dunamis. He doesn't say authority. He does not say over the positional authority of the devil. Why? Because the devil has no positional authority. He's an angel. He has no positional authority. He has dunamis because all angels have dunamis. But what Jesus suggests here is that our position is greater than his dunamis. You haven't even said one word yet to him. Just your position has to be respected. It doesn't matter who wins in November. If they walk through that door, their position says, we stand to greet them. Doesn't say you greet them because you like them or if you voted for them. You greet them because of the office they hold. The Speaker of the House, when they introduce the president for the State of the Union, they will stand up, the doorkeeper. He will stand and say, Mr. Speaker, the President of the United States. And everyone stands because of the authority, the exousia. Jesus is saying, there is enough power in your position that you can beat the devil's power. You haven't done anything yet, just in your authority. It's like a parent that has a rambunctious child, and that parent looks over and says, sit down. And that child scampers over to a seat and sits down. That parent has not spanked that child, has not thrown anything at them, just simply walked in that parental authority, sit down. And that child straightens right up. That child was taught authority. That child was taught to respect the office. So Jesus is saying, when the devil comes against you, all you got to do is stand in your authority. You tell him, I'm a child of God. You can't do this to me. My position dictates. Now, you haven't even gotten to dunamis yet. You haven't even gotten to dunamis. You're still walking in exousia. And that's why Paul says in Ephesians 4, you walk worthy. Just like we demand the president of the United States walks worthy of that calling, you and I must walk worthy. See, I can't go around and claim God's authority as the pastor and sleep with every woman in the church. Then I'm not walking worthy of the calling that's on me. You wouldn't respect my authority if I did that. You see, some would say, well, everybody don't know you're doing it. But the one that knows, it ain't worth it to lose my fellowship with God. Walk in that authority. So here's what he says. He says, I'm giving you exousia over all of the dunamis of the devil, and nothing by any means shall hurt you. So here in Luke 10:19, he says, I'm giving you authority. But now when you go to Acts 1, it says in verse 6, when they were together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said, it's not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power, but you shall receive dunamis. That's God's power. He says this, notice, my authority, if you go back to Luke, my authority is such that I'm able to tread upon serpents and scorpions and have authority over the powers of the devil. I don't need the dunamis to cast out devils. Devils have to leave because of my authority. You see, as pastor of this church, I can shut down every ministry right now. And I can simply say, we won't have anything else going on here but prayer and evangelism. The authority of my office will do that. But then I may have a renegade leader who insists on doing what God told them. Then I have to use dunamis. Because they're not respecting my authority. And the only reason that a person won't respect my authority is because they think they have just as much authority. You see, dunamis means that I am now empowered to do something that the other exousia can't do. Because you can still have your little group at your house. But then I can put you out the church. That would be dunamis. Because you're not respecting the exousia. Now watch what Jesus says in Acts 1. It says, but you shall receive power. Now why does he say you need this dunamis? He said, so that you can be a witness of me. And that word witness is the word martyro. It means to die. In other words, you are going to get heaven's power, which will enable you to stand for me, even if it costs your life. You don't need heaven's power to beat the devil. You do that by your authority, by the authority of your position. But you need heaven's power in order to be able to give your life, to be a witness. Now, we think that Jesus is saying in the English, I'm giving you power so you can go out and tell them. No. That word is, it means to die. I'm giving you enough power so that if necessary, you'll die for me. Because if you notice the places, Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, these were the places they were going to encounter death. Why? Because folks won't follow you if you aren't willing to die for what you believe. If you are not willing to be a martyr for what you believe. So the Spirit has come. Now this might damper some of your views about the Holy Spirit. He's come to do all those good things, but he's also come to strengthen you in case you have to die. He will enable you to take everything you need to take, because sometimes there are people that will only come to Christ through your death. And are you fully willing to be able to do that? Holy Ghost doesn't come so you can dance around and demonstrate all this physical Pentecostal stuff and cast out devils and all that. Yes, those things happen, but they happen simply because you're a Christian. There's no struggle there. The devil recognizes who you are. Every police officer has authority. The uniform, the car, these are signs of their authority. And in many cases, if it's a normal person, they'll respect their authority. When they see the lights flash and they see the car come, they'll respect the authority and pull over. But you got a few knuckleheads where they have to use the dunamis. You ever notice they're never called in by internal affairs for using their authority? They're only called in when they have to use the dunamis. You walk in authority. you understand that your authority, energized by the Holy Spirit, should keep devils at bay. When I walk in my house, the enemy hears it, then he says, ooh, ooh, you can't be in there. Eric's home. I've had servicemen come to my house. One time, the exterminator guy, he walked in my house one day. He said, sir, I've been coming here for years. He said, I want to ask you a question. I said, what is it? He said, why is it so peaceful in your house? He said, I go to places and I feel challenged and threatened all the time. He said, why is it so peaceful? I said, because we're believers in Jesus Christ and he abides here because we're here. And he said, man, it just feels so peaceful here. That was a testimony of the authority of God. The devil can't come in my house and cause all kinds of havoc because we've determined that God's going to be in that house. And Proverbs says, you got to throw some people out in order to keep peace in your house. He said, cast out the scorner and you throw anxiety out of your house. Some of the reason you have trouble in your house is because you have people in your house that don't submit to your authority. Put them out. You say, oh, Bishop, I can't put my child out. Hallelujah. Put them out till he submits. You can't sleep. You tossing and turning because devils are living in your child's room and their influence is coming into your room. They're playing music that you don't listen to. They're bringing in movies that are ungodly. And you're wondering why there's so much turmoil in your house because you're letting this person intercept your peace. Then you're praying, Father, in the name of Jesus, move them out, God, bind these devils. God said, I ain't touching a thing. You let them back in. You leave garbage out and roaches and mice come in. Don't ask God to move them. Clean up the garbage. I want to teach you how to walk in power. Power. This power should be so real that people see it. I've had homeless people come to me and say, sir, do you have any money so I can get a meal? I was told to ask you. Now, I know my first instinct is you lying. But my second spiritual instinct is God knows my heart. You see, devils know what you have inside of you. And he'll try it. He'll challenge it. Teach you how to walk in power. You're not to be a victim anymore. No more. No more. No more. No more. No more. No more victims. Recognize why the Holy Spirit is here. What's he in here to do? How do you walk in power?
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
05216A.
Message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60. Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Preaching with specific purpose.
Break up your fallow ground, because the Lord is about to come and sow righteousness.
On July 16th, Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., presiding bishop of the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches, presents the 2016 Preaching Workshop. Workshop presenters will be Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr., Dr. Wesley Pinnock, also Pastor Clement M. Lumpton III. Saturday, July 16th, 2016. The morning sessions will be from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. The afternoon session, 1:30 p.m. until 4 p.m. Topics will be preaching for evangelism, preaching for training, and preaching for sanctification. Registration includes materials and lunch. Call 215-885-2585, extension 314. 215-885-2585, extension 314. Register online at betheldeliverance.org. Plan now to be a part of the Preaching with Specific Purpose workshop at the Bethel Deliverance International Fellowship of Churches on Saturday, July the 16th, 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, PA.